This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new study published in the journal Science puts the rate of methane emissions from domestic oil and gas operations at 2.3% of total production per year, which is 60% higher than the current estimate from the EPA. That might seem like a small fraction of the total, but it represents an estimated 13 million metric tons lost each year, or enough natural gas to fuel 10 million homes. In the latest setback for Kris Kobach and the Anti-Voter League of Kansas, courts declared their attempt to demand proof of citizenship to vote there unconstitutional. In a major statement on privacy in the digital age, the Supreme Court ruled that the government generally needs a warrant to collect troves of location data about the customers of cell phone companies. The UN's special rapporteur on extreme poverty and human rights, Philip Alston, released a report saying the U.S. has the highest rates of youth poverty, infant mortality, incarceration, income inequality, and obesity among all countries in the developed world, as well as 40 million people living in poverty. Organized Florida, the former Florida Acorn, protested the Florida Attorney General at a showing of the Mr. Rogers movie in Tampa over her stance on immigration and opposing expansion of Medicaid. Digital tools in a so-called smart home hope that that turn on alarms, lock doors, and other tasks are being used as instruments of torture in domestic abuse cases. In 88% of rape cases, the accused and the accuser know each other, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. Attacks on alcohol in the 1860s made it prohibitively expensive for use in industry and illumination, paving the way for the emergence of petroleum-derived kerosene. A market research firm found that 77% of the American LGBT community has passports. The figure is roughly 42% of the general population. Some experts are arguing that Amazon risks antitrust enforcement for using its algorithms and platform to promote its own products over merchants dependent on its platform who try to compete with Amazon. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.